This is KCRW. You're listening to Morning Edition. Silicon Valley is famous for bringing us all kinds of things we want or think we want, from ever faster laptops and PCs to smartphones and social media. And many of those gizmos help us communicate quicker and sometimes better. But in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, syndicated columnist Joe Matthews says when it comes to the Valley itself, its communication leaves something to be desired. The problem? He says Silicon Valley types use lots of jargon. We asked him for an example.
Yeah, it goes something like, that startup has some cool gamification, but it's an X for Y model. They don't have a minimum viable product. The space is already in hype cycle. Their only real hope is to do an aqua hire. And even then, I don't know if they have a total addressable market. I mean,
okay, I got startup in there somewhere and that somebody's got trouble. What else are you trying to say?
It's basically saying that startup has is a cool place to work, but if it doesn't buy a big company, it doesn't have any chance. I think that's a loose translation. This isn't my native language. So.
You're still carrying the dictionary or carrying around
definitely.
Translation app,
definitely.
Obviously.
Yeah.
You know, but seriously, many professions and industries use jargon for shorthand, for convenience, jargon that can sometimes shut out lay people, doctors, the military, government, even media. Seems like most of us do it.
It's true. But Silicon Valley is a little bit different. It's a place that's trying to reach into our lives in all different kinds of ways, large and small. And it's a truly sort of global place, a global industry that needs to be able to communicate with people, you know, in all different kinds of contexts all over the world. And to me, as I don't live there, obviously, but a frequent visitor, there seems to be sort of more and more of that. I'm also, you know, I write out this weekly column for Zocalo, and I'm on the business end of all kinds of come-ons, dozens a week from various Silicon Valley entities and startups. And the sort of level of jargon slash hype is to the point of being almost ridiculous.
Now, if I read you right, one of your concerns about Silicon Valley using jargon is that it shuts other people out and that this industry is one of the biggest economic drivers in California.
That's right. It's definitely exclusive. Opinions differ on whether that's intentional. But the jargon, I think, reflects a more concerning reality where Silicon Valley has sort of separated even within the Bay Area from people who aren't in it. And you see that in the tension over things like the Google buses in San Francisco, but even more from the rest of the state. Its economic destiny has become so different. It's so wealthy in a state that's very much struggling and working class. Its level of tech sophistication, its lack of ethnic, racial, gender diversity also makes it very different on the state around it. I mean, it almost can feel like an island.
You also fault Silicon Valley for not having a sense of humor and for not getting involved in state political issues. But frankly, isn't that really true of most medium and large size companies? They want to keep a low profile. And you don't exactly see, you know, General Motors or insurance companies out there making fun of themselves all the time.
That's true. But I think part of it relates to the jargon. You know, people who've convinced they're doing very new and revolutionary things doesn't mean they're always doing them. Like to name things. They like to give things their own language, their own words. But there is a decided loss of perspective. This notion that everything is revolutionary and disruptive. One of the more hilarious come-ons I got recently was from a thing that described itself as a tech revolution. It turned out to be an all-night bus from Silicon Valley to L.A.
Very high tech.
There's a sort of a place that's thinking very big. There's a sort of peculiar lack of perspective on self.
Isn't this in some ways sort of like Wall Street? Folks start reading their own publicity and they just think they're at the center of the world.
That's true. That's true in Hollywood. It's been true in Washington, D.C. for a long time. But this is a place of a much higher self-regard, a sense that world historical things are happening, that we are changing the world, and that we are reaching into all kinds of places around the world and all kinds of businesses, industries, and disrupting them because we know better. And when you're going to do that, you have an obligation, I think, and pressure should be brought to bear on you in this industry to speak plainly and clearly. Exclusive jargon that shuts people out is dangerous in people who have such ambitions and such power.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist for Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday.